Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick, there's some upcoming changes to the way that Canal Fest is going to operate come 2025 this summer. Feel free to take us through some of the just general changes that festival goers are going to expect this year.
Well, the big change is going from 8 days to 6 days. It doesn't really affect Canal Fest directly, but it does connect our. It does affect our nonprofit organizations. They have 2 less days to raise money.
How will it change the way that Canal Fest maybe operates overall? I mean, you talked about the nonprofits, but what are some of the different things that people may expect when it comes to Canal Fest this upcoming year?
Well, all the rides will be in one place this year. They'll be in North Tonawanda, so we won't have any of that. We will be cutting back a little bit on the entertainment on the Tonawanda side. Last couple of years, we've had entertainment on that side for the full 8 days. Plus, I think 10 different acts we had performing over there. That will be cut back to 6. As far as the actual festival itself, all the big events still remain. You know, we're kicking off with the parade. There wasn't really a whole lot going on in Tonawanda until Tuesday anyhow, so it's not really a big change for us.
And it'll still be an 8-day festival for people on the North Tonawanda side that's still going on?
Yeah. And the bridge will be closed going, over into North Tonawanda, and we will have vendors on the bridge. So it'll be kind of like a ghost town on Sunday and Monday. The city is letting us, our nonprofit organization, set up on the weekend so they don't have to take time off of work to set up during the week. But there will be no vending of any kind going on, until Tuesday night when the parade comes through.
And what kind of a response from the public has this garnered, at least in the early stages of this announcement? Has it been a positive one? Are people in favor of maybe shortening it up a little bit?
This idea has been brought up probably the last 10 years at least that I've been dealing with the cities. And, every year they say Canal Fest has run its course and blah, blah, blah. And my answer is, yeah, all 150,000 people are tired of Canal Fest. As, we do 150,000 people every year. So Canal Fest, even though we don't change it around too much, it still attracts people into the two cities.
Rick, anything else you want to add that we maybe haven't discussed this morning?
Because the rides are over in North Tonawanda, we now have that section of Niagara Street in Tonawanda to do other things. So this year we're bringing in the Great American Lumberjack Show. They're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and put on 9 different shows. So that'll be kind of cool. That's going back to our heritage. The Lumber City, the whole bit. We're trying to do a couple things, which I can't really say yet because I don't have any commitments, but we're trying to get something going out there Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday also. So we're making the best of what we got.